Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
85 degrees, less humid. That's a word from 13 Wham ABC.
I need to know how to win back my dog's love.
You came to the right place with me.
I know.
Yeah. What happened?
But my little Maximus has totally gone the other way and become obsessed with my husband. And, like, ignores me completely. And even when I call him, he looks at me like, what? And he does not come hither. You know what I mean? I've had this dog for almost 10 years. Been my dog, my dog, my dog. All of a sudden, after that long, all of a sudden you're going to turn and love someone else in the home? He sits and licks his face and tries to wake him up. And the minute he comes home, follows him around like a shadow, like he used to do with me. And I'm like, what did I do? Is the dog holding on to a grudge? Is my husband walking around with bacon in his pocket? I don't know. But I need to know how to win back my dog's love because I cannot believe how much I'm affected by it.
Do you remember when a couple weeks ago I had you, your husband, Steve, Terry and her husband, Doug, over to the house?
Yeah.
And after we moved from outside to inside, we're sitting in the living room, shooting the breeze, having some fun. And suddenly, Terry's husband says, I got to go. We got to get home to my, what's her dog's name?
The Harper. Big dog?
I got to get back to my Harper.
Yeah, Harper.
And I'm going, are you kidding me? You have that much of a relationship with your dog that you got to leave a fun party to get back to the dog?
Yes, house. Yes.
Listen, now remember, I don't have a dog. I'm not a pet owner. But this love for you, I mean, I understand the love for your dog. You've lost your dog's love.
And the betrayal and heartbreak I feel. Animals are very much a part of families. I know not yours, and everybody's different, but our dogs, they're like my children.
Are they smarter than you? Do they know what they're doing? And does this dog know that he's giving you agita?
How can he not? How can he not? So now I feel like, I don't know. Like there's something wrong with me because I'm spending way too much of my day coming up with solutions as to how I can win back my dog's love, which is kind of pathetic.
Put bacon in your pocket. Out bacon your husband.
I don't know. Then it'll just be forced. Then he'll just pretend. He'll just pretend until I'm gone.
Do you know if your husband has medical issues about your dog?
Oh. Wow. No, I don't. He doesn't.
Have him tested for stuff.
What are you saying? That the dog is sensing?
Yes.
Possibly? Oh, man.
You didn't even think of that, did you?
I didn't even think of that. Now I am a terrible person. I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, he didn't even want me to bring you home.
So the dog may be sensing something that you don't know about. What's the first thing you'll have a husband tested for?
I don't know. God, I feel terrible now.
You'd have to talk to your doctor about that part, but that's usually what it is.
Isn't that interesting? Thank you. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
Dogs can alert their owners to medical emergencies such as seizures or blood sugar issues by detecting hormonal changes.
Huh.
They can even sniff out cancer in humans.
Lord.
Sensitivity to their environment may help your dog to warn you of an approaching earthquake or a storm. And you think about all the things that dogs are used for. They used to sniff out bombs. They used to sniff out drugs. So they have some sort of sixth sense, apparently, that could be I'm not going to say a cry for help, but it could certainly be something that you should be aware of.
I mean, I don't doubt the intelligence of dogs, for sure. I've seen it for myself. I'm really curious, and I am. I'm going to make him go to the doctor. Just, I'm not kidding. I mean, what's it? How would I feel, House, if all of a sudden I'm here on the radio feeling vindictive and someone calls up and says, hey, it may not be a vindictive thing with your dog.
Yeah.
Dog actually may be trying to help your husband or sensing something, and I didn't make him go. That's nuts.
So you're going to make your husband get a physical because the dog's sniffing around him.
That's right. Because the cockapoo won't leave him alone, I'm making him an appointment. Oh, yeah.
Today.
I'm the crazy one. Oh, okay. Yeah.
You spent all that.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.